To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome in. I know it's still blazing hot outside, but it's another nice, cool edition of Name That News for you, what we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast. I am your co-host, Mark Menard, along with my other co-host, Zach Clark, and we are here to bring you a week's worth of news in easily digestible nuggets, or they would be easily digestible if we didn't make one little tweak. We didn't take one little thing out and then make you try to figure out what they're talking about. We'll give you some choices, and you can pick from there. And if you get it right, you get the satisfaction of a job well done. Did I get it all right?
Yeah, you got it right, Mark. And you talked about being easily digestible. I was always told not to put weird things in my mouth, so I haven't been eating this one.
Well, you know what? It goes down smooth, I can tell you.
Can confirm.
We're going to get right into it, and we're going to start with you this week. What do you have to lead us off to get us into the right mindset for this show?
All right, Mark, we're going to meet in the middle here. We're going to St. Louis. This is from the Mark Reardon Show on KFTK. Take a listen.
A baby giraffe with that was just born at a zoo in Tennessee, and it could be the only giraffe in the world.
All righty, Mark, what makes this baby giraffe so special? A, it does not have a huge neck. B, it does not have any spots. Or C, it is literally Jeffrey Giraffe from our childhood.
It can't be Jeffrey Giraffe because he's still around. It participating in locations of Macy's. So he's got a job. I don't think it's Jeffrey. I don't think he's having to moonlight at the St. Louis Zoo. So it leaves us with, it doesn't have a huge neck or it doesn't have any spots. I feel like a giraffe's defining feature is its neck. So I can't see how that would be the answer. The spots, people look different sometimes. Different skin color. Sometimes, you know, animals have different stripes. It's all genetically formed. I'm going to go with it doesn't have spots.
You know, I didn't watch this show, but there was that guy from 90 Day Fiancé that, like, had no neck, like, at all, right? He was kind of the heel of the show. And then I think about the Flintstones and Barney Rubble, right? Fred and Barney didn't have necks either. But, Mark, you are correct. Anatomically speaking, I'm not sure how a giraffe would exist without its neck. For what it's worth, though, they say that this might be the only giraffe in the world to not have spots. So it turns out that the spots are almost as common as the neck itself. I didn't know that.
Wow, that's very interesting. We're not supposed to learn things on this show, Zach.
Oh, crap. Sorry. Disregard. Bathroom joke.
Disregard everything you heard. And we're just going to move on to my first question of the week, coming to us from KRLD in Dallas, where a certain famous restaurant is starting to get a little tight in the pockets because of the economy.
It's about $100 million this year. So even though it feels like a ton of relief based on what we've seen, food prices starting to come down, there's still a lot of other pressures in the business that we've got to overcome.
So what much beloved sit-down food franchise is feeling the pinch of the economy? Is it A, Applebee's? Is it B, Chili's? Or is it C, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
Now, I have been to all three of these places, including the original Roscoe's in Southern California. And look, Mark, for what it's worth, as long as you know what you're getting yourself into, both Applebee's and Chili's are awesome. As long as you understand what it is and what it is not, especially when it comes to happy hour, A-OK. You know, this question is tough because it's like the Costco hot dog, right? Like, so few things are recession-proof or inflation-proof. I'm going to say Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles only because Applebee's and Chili's are so close to each other that I can't separate them. So I'm going to say C.
That is incorrect. It is, in fact, Chili's baby back ribs. Chili's is feeling the pinch. You know, those Southwest egg rolls might be going up in price a little bit. So get yourself ready. But like you said, if you walk in knowing what you're getting yourself into, great experience.
When we were in college, Applebee's happy hour was like a lifesaver. You could eat and drink for a nominal amount of money when you didn't have a lot. I have a lot of fond memories of that experience. I have nothing bad to say about either one of those places.
Did you have an Applebee's buddy where it's like the twofer and you split it?
Yes.
Did you have a go-to Applebee's buddy?
Yes. Yeah, one of my roommates. Yeah, absolutely. It was great.
Excellent. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it when you're on a budget like you are in college. I still remember those days, even though they're quite far in the past at this point.
Well, speaking of budgets, Mark, this next clip, this person's not going to have to worry about a budget, I don't think. This comes to us from our friends out west, KNX in Los Angeles.
Anaheim Angels superstar Shohei Ohtani. He won't be pitching again this season.
Yeah, Ohtani was on track to earn a dollar contract.
Alrighty, Mark, how much money could Angels superstar Shohei Ohtani make on his next contract? Is it A, $500 million? Is it B, $750 million? Or is it C, $1 billion? And now the folks out there can't see it, but I did the Dr. Evil thing with my pinky, just so you know.
He did. I can vouch. He absolutely did. So, baseball contracts are famously inflated to an enormous amount of money. I always look forward every year to Bobby Bonilla Day in the summertime.
July 1st.
July 1st every year, because his contract was such, when the Mets were losing money thanks to a pyramid scheme they got involved in.
That guy named Bernie Madoff. You may have heard of him.
The Bernie Madoff scheme. They got Bobby Bonilla to change his contract from one big lump sum to $1 million every year for the next 25 years. And he is still living off of that amazing deal. I wish somebody would offer me $1 million a year for 25 years. I would take it in a heartbeat. If Odyssey, if you're listening, if you offered me that right now, you would sign me up, I promise.
I will gladly go away for $1 million. Hell yeah.
So, we're talking about 2023 money. And obviously, it's gone up. This is not the Yankees. But now everybody has tried to get on the Yankees level, and certain elite clubs can do it. The Angels are in Los Angeles. That's big money. That's a big money market. I'm going to go big. I'm going to go for the big money here and say $1 billion.
The Angels are, by some accounts, one of the most poorly managed franchises in Major League Baseball. But you're absolutely right about the value of the contracts. And here's the other thing. For those of you that don't follow baseball, Shohei Ohtani is this like once in a lifetime individual that can do two things incredibly well that usually are a divider, right? Usually the pitcher doesn't hit and vice versa. Though, Mark, you went on the high end. It was the low end. It is $500 million. But look, you and I, Mark, if we're doing this show in 3 or 4 years still, the answer will be C eventually. There's no question.
Well, now I feel bad for him that he has to live off of $500 million.
What's he going to do? Start counting those. He needs to be like one of those professional couponers, right, that don't pay any money when they go to the grocery store. He'll be fine.
Better start saving up the coupon section from the Sunday paper. While we're talking about people and what they do with their money, this clip from WBBM in Chicago is talking about the struggles retirees are finding themselves in.
It's easy to you get used to it. So just the idea of replacing a is something that people often struggle with.
So what is it that retirees are finding it tough to replace? Is it A, their home? Because we know a lot of them move into those swank assisted living communities where they can hang out with the other old folks and have parties and all that good stuff. Is it B, their paycheck? They're just used to getting that paycheck every couple of weeks, and now they're on the Social Security and it's a little bit less. Or is it C, do they miss that sweet, sweet workplace lunchroom camaraderie?
So I'll admit, Mark, I do work in a building, in an office. There's other people around me. I don't eat lunch in the, we have a kitchen. I don't eat lunch there. So I don't know much about the lunchroom camaraderie. You know, the home thing, I feel like so often older people are complaining about how much space they have. And I'm like, that must be nice. But I think it's going to be here. And it just, I've been getting a paycheck like most of us, you know, for a long time. It's a steady thing. It's how I budget. It's how I plan. It's how I live. That would be, not working would be great. Not getting a paycheck would be weird. I'm saying B.
You are correct. It is the paycheck. People have trouble adjusting to not getting that paycheck every couple of weeks. And like you said, getting everything right, maybe having a little money left over to have a good time but in between. And it's a little tighter now because you don't have the paycheck. You don't have that workplace money coming in, and Social Security is a little bit less than maybe what you were used to living on.
Yeah, inflation's a real thing, man. They're feeling the squeeze too.
So now that brings us to the point in the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. What is it, you ask? I will tell you. The cliffhanger question of the week is a question just like all the other questions, but we don't answer it right away. We make you stew on it. We make it burrow into your brain. We make you think about it for a week because we want you to come back. It's what we call a hook in the business. So before we move on to this week's cliffhanger question of the week, we have to remind you about last week's cliffhanger question of the week and finally give you that answer you've been waiting for 7 days. It was Zach's, so we'll defer to him and let him remind us what we talked about last week.
Yes, to quote the great American philosopher Nelly, we're going back to the loo. This clip comes to us from the Mark Cox Show on KFTK in St. Louis. Take a listen.
In a moment that proves parents need to keep track of their children, a young boy let himself be so he could become, and the results were nasty.
Alrighty, Mark, what happened to this kid? A, did he allow himself to be poisoned to gain superhuman powers? B, did he allow himself to be bit by a spider so he could become Spider-Man? Or C, did he allow himself to be operated on so he could function like Inspector Gadget?
All right, so I've been thinking about this for a week. I do have two young children. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. And I know what they can get into. I know how their minds work sometimes. What I also know is that not a lot of young kids these days know who Inspector Gadget is. So I'm going to toss that one out. Despite the Matthew Broderick film of the 2000s, didn't catch on. So it's just not a thing for them right now. The person they do know who it is, Spider-Man. Spider-Man is timeless. Spider-Man has gone through many reinventions on the big screen in the past 20 years and just keeps coming back for more. And now, of course, the Marvel Cinematic Universe seems to be the only movies making any money until Barbie came along. So I'm going to say that he was trying to be Spider-Man. Final answer, locking it in. I'm going with Spidey.
Mark, I too have a 7-year-old, and currently his big thing is Miles Morales, who is one of the people in the Spider-Man cinematic universe. And you're correct. The answer is A. He did allow himself to be bit, not just by a spider, Mark. It was indeed a Black Widow. This happened in South America, and the child allowed himself to be bit, trapped the spider, and then started to feel weird. And when his mom asked why he felt weird, he showed her the spider, rushed him to the hospital. Luckily, they were able to use anti-venom, and he was okay. But they said if it had been any longer, this kid could have had some serious consequences. So this is one of those things where kids will be kids, but they also may hurt themselves very gravely.
Yes, it's a little bit of a depressing story with a happier ending. I will bookend it with this. Spider-Man, Inspector Gadget, both elite-level theme songs.
Oh.
And you can think about that.
Well, now I'm not going to be able to get either one of them out of my head. So why don't we just move on to the cliffhanger?
Let's move on to this week's cliffhanger question of the week. It comes to us from WBBM in Chicago, where apparently it is hot, hot, hot.
The produce extra humidity. They provide more moisture to the atmosphere in its area, making the dew points go higher, making the heat indexes potentially worse.
So what's producing all this heat and humidity in the Midwest? Is it A, cornfields? Is it B, the Great Lakes? Is it C, Bears fans amped up for the NFL season?
So, Mark, of course, we won't answer it this week. We'll give the folks a week to think about this. I can tell you this, though, as a Midwest resident myself, and I'm in Michigan, which is the Great Lakes state, we got water all over the place, and it can make things sticky. We also have a lot of cornfields. That's true here in Michigan as well. As far as sea goes, look, for the first time in 38 years on this planet, Mark, I am feeling incredibly smug about the rest of the NFC North. The Bears are terrible, and I'm here for it. Let it be said. Go Lions.
Well, look, I'm down here in New Orleans, where it is also very sticky from the humidity. Generally about 95% on any given day to go with, 100-degree temperatures. It's pretty hot. We don't have any cornfields. We don't have the Great Lakes. We do have the Mississippi River and the Gulf of Mexico nearby. And we have Saints fans. We probably have a few Bears fans. Definitely have some Cowboys fans for some reason. I don't know. But we have a little bit of all that as well. And so... I can relate, but it's one of those three.
So here's what we'll do. I'll be sweating in the shower until next week when we get the answer, because I can't handle the humidity here or there.
You and me both, brother. And so that's going to do it for another sweaty episode of Odyssey's favorite podcast, We Think. Got to offer that clarifier in there every time. But special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. And special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're here every single week with another hot and humid episode of Name That News.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.